Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Tribal museums are wary but resilient after the Trump administration's sudden withdrawal of federal grants earlier this year. That's the message from a handful of experts in the field of Native repatriation, cultural program development, and historical and cultural research. Janine Ledford is the executive director of the Macaw Museum. She is Macaw. I asked her about how the recent funding unpredictability affected the museum's ability to function.
Unfortunately, as American Indians, we are familiar with government breaches of contract. We hoped in this day and age we wouldn't be experiencing that. So it does. It kind of takes the wind out of your sails, thinking we should have advanced beyond this. Promises and signed, should be kept. Signed documents should be honored. Contracts should be honored. It's unfortunate because some small tribal museums like ours don't have a great big tax base like you might see in cities or states for funding to do the really important work that our community has asked us to do. So it's been discouraging, but like I said, we were quick to respond.
That is Macaw Museum Executive Director Janine Ledford. Selena Ortega Chalero is a museum specialist for the Chickaloon Village Traditional Council's Culture and Historic Preservation Department. She is Tara Umara. She says the sudden withdrawal of funds required the institution to turn to a variety of new funding sources. She says it's not a long-term strategy.
We're extremely fortunate to have some amazing foundations in the state of Alaska. And one of the local regional ones, the Metsu Health Foundation, came in and were amazing in providing that additional support. But we had to use some reserve funding that we often have set aside for emergency situations or for families that come into emergency situations. And so some of that funding had to be used. And a lot of that funding goes normally towards our health and social services. So it means when you redirect funding to one thing, you're taking it away from something else that is much needed. So having IMLS restored means now those funds can come back to where they originally were primarily dedicated to. I think we're all just trying to navigate what's ahead, because even though IMLS is restored, there's still the National Endowment for Humanities that is still kind of at risk, and we don't even know how much IMLS is going to be awarded this year because that still hasn't been determined. So right now it's just still baby steps.
That is museum specialist Selena Ortega Chalero. Cece Hovey is the public affairs and communications director for the Association on American Indian Affairs. She is from the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians. Hovey says museums and similar institutions have a ways to go before they're back on secure footing.
They are continuing to just put one foot in front of the other to survive. And just surviving is important. And we know that, right? And so my advice to tribal museums across the country is the association sees you and we're doing everything we can to help uplift you and to support you. Every tribal museum needs something different. At the beginning, I did say, all this funding is kind of dependent upon the diversity of the tribal museums. And then we heard from them about how the funding has affected them. And it's different across the board. So it's difficult to say specifically, one thing.
That is the Association on American Indian Affairs, Cece Hovey. Stacy Larrivee says she is encouraged by the unity among tribal culture keepers right now. She is the Indigenization Director for the National Association of Tribal Historic Preservation Officers, and she is Ponca. She says that working together is a valuable tool when cultural and historical research is threatened.
Just like everyone else in tribal museums, right now there's uncertainty, but just like my colleagues mentioned, it's amazing to see the resiliency of what tribal people can do with limited funds. So right now there's just a lot of uncertainty, but I'm glad that we're all here and we work together, and that's what's needed right now.
All of the officials say they are anxiously waiting to see what federal funding decisions lie ahead. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.